от мястото на събитието.
Вие слушате запис от откриването на фотоизложбата «Ерусалим, София», посветена на 25-та годишнина от възстановяването на дипломатическите отношения между България и Израел, което се състоя на 15 юни.
Добър ден! Уважаеми господин посланник на държавата Израел, ваши превъзходителства, дами и господа, от името на Държавния културен институт, домакин на днешното събитие, искам да ви приветствам с добре дошли по повод откриването на изложбата «Ерусалим, София», която е част от културната програма, посветена на 25-годишнината от възстановяването на дипломатически отношения между България и Израел. Експозицията, авторите на която са двама професионални фотографи от България, Антони Георгиев, и от Израел, Надим Кадор, ни дава един интересен прочит на два града с хилядолетна история. Любопитното в нея е разменената или външната гледна точка. Снимките от Йерусалим са дело на Антони Георгиев, а на тези от София на Надим Кадор. И това я прави по-различна и в някакъв смисъл разширяваща нашето собствено усещане за мястото, в което живеем. Разбира се, не е възможно да бъдат запечатани всички исторически значими за София и за Йерусалим места, но ограничеността на чуждия външния поглед ни дава още един различен ъгъл на рефлексия и може би на очакване изложбата да бъде продължена и обогатена. И очакването е и начало, и в този смисъл изложбата се вписва в програмата на 25-та годишнина, с която се отбелязва постигнатото и се очертава бъдещето. Дами и господа, благодаря. Позволете ми да поканя моята добра колега, госпожа Селсан Хасон, с която работим много тясно една до друга и заедно с посолството, за да ви приветства също с добре дошли. Заповядай.
Мерси, Людмила. Your Excellencies, Minister and Deputy Minister, Your Excellencies, Ambassadors, Dear Людмила, Ladies and Gentlemen. On behalf of the Embassy of Israel in Sofia and the Israeli Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and thanks to the State Culture Institute, host of today's event, I would like to welcome you to the opening of the exhibition of the ancient two cities, Jerusalem, Sofia, which is part of the culture program dedicated to the 25th anniversary of the renewal of diplomatic relations between Bulgaria to Israel. The exposure made by the two professional photographers from Bulgaria, Antony Georgiev, and from Israel, Nadim Kadour, offers an interesting view of the two cities with thousands of years of history. What is very interesting about this exhibition is the swapped or external point of view. The photos of Jerusalem are made by Antony Georgiev and these from Sofia by Nadim Kadour. This makes this exhibition different and to some extent enlarging our own perception about the place in which we live. It is surely not possible to photograph all historically significant places for Sofia and Jerusalem, but the limitations of an outside and foreign viewpoint grants us a different angle of reflection and possibility for expectations for the exhibition to be continued and enriched. Expectations also imply a beginning, and in this line with the exhibition is a good part of the program for the 25th anniversary, which marks the achievements of the two countries and outlines the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Сълсан. Дами и господа, имам удоволствието да поканя заместник министър Катя Тодорова да ви приветства с добре дошли и да открие изложбата. Заповядайте, госпожо Тодорова.
I need to invite Her Excellency Deputy Minister Катя Тодорова.
Уважаеми господин посланник на държавата Израел, ваши превъзходителства, скъпи гости.
Dear Ambassador of the State of Israel, dear ambassadors and guests.
Приятно ми е да ви приветствам с добре дошли на откриването на изложбата София Ерусалим, която е част от програмата, посветена на 25-та годишнина от възстановяването на дипломатически отношения между България и Израел.
I'm pleased to welcome you to the opening of the exhibition Sofia Jerusalem, which is part of the program dedicated to the 25th anniversary of the restoration of diplomatic relations between Bulgaria and Israel.
Годишнините винаги са подходящ повод за оценка на постигнатото, за резултатите от работата ни, съграждането и укрепването на междудържавните отношения, за потвърждаване на волята да продължим напред в името на добруването на народите.
Anniversaries are always an appropriate occasion to assess the achievement of the results of our work on the construction and strengthening of interstate relations and for confirming the willingness to move forward for the good of both nations.
В конкретния случай, оценката е колкото лесна, толкова и отговорна. Лесна, защото мога да споделя удовлетворението на Министерството на външните работи, на правителството на България от възходящото и ползотворно двустранно сътрудничество във всички области от взаимен интерес.
In this case, the assessment is as easy as it is responsible. Easy because I can share the satisfaction of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the government of Bulgaria from the upward and fruitful bilateral cooperation in all fields of mutual interest.
Отговорна, защото именно историята на дипломатическите отношения между България и Израел представлява красноречив пример за това, че дълбоките корени и традиции на връзките между двата народа могат да устоят на изпитанията без да бъдат пречупени от разрушителните идеологии, белязали 20 век. Посланието на изживяната история днес е, че градежът на тези отношения без алтернативна мисия в името на мир и човешкото добруване.
Responsible because it is the history of diplomatic relations between Bulgaria and Israel that represents a clear example of the deep roots and traditions of relations between the two people that can resist the test without being refracted from the destructive ideologies that marked the 20th century. The message of experience history today is that the building of these relationships is no alternative mission for the sake of peace of the human welfare.
Уважаеми дами и господа, приятелството и взаимното уважение между българския и израелския народи почиват на дълбоките си исторически връзки и споделени ценности. Моята страна е удовлетворена от съвместното честване на 70-та годишнина от спасението на българските евреи през 2013 година.
Ladies and gentlemen, friendship and mutual respect between the Bulgarian and Israeli peoples based on deep historical ties and shared values. My country is satisfied with the joint celebration of the 70th anniversary of the rescue of Bulgarian Jews during 2013.
Спасяването на българските евреи е една от най-светлите страници не само в отношенията между нашите два народа, но и за изграждането на националната ни идентичност като българи и европейци. Спасяването по достоен начин показва толерантността на българския народ и решимостта му да застане на страната на хуманизма и защитата на човешките права. Тази национална традиция е в основата на политиката, следвана от българската държава.
The rescue of the Bulgarian Jews is one of the brightest pages, not only in relations between the two people, but also for the construction of national identity as Bulgarians and Europeans. Saving in a dignified way of showing tolerance, Bulgarian people and its determination to stand on the side of humanism and human rights. This national tradition is the basis of the policy followed by the Bulgarian state.
С решение на Министерския съвет от 13 февруари 2003 година, 10 март е обявен за Ден на Холокоста и на пострадалите от престъпления срещу човечеството и се отбелязва ежегодно в цялата страна.
By decision of the Council of Ministers from February 13, 2003, March 10th was declared Day of the Holocaust and the Victims of Crimes Against Humanity and is celebrated annually throughout the country.
Задълбочено се обсъжда възможността за провеждане на национална конференция по тематиката на Холокоста в България, на която да бъдат поканени преподаватели от Мемориалния център Яд Вашем, а българските учители, участвали в обученията в Израел, да споделят познанията си с широк кръг свои колеги.
There is a possibility that is thoroughly discussed of holding a national conference on the theme of the Holocaust in Bulgaria, to which will be invited professors from the Memorial Center Yad Vashem and the Bulgarian teachers that participated in training programs in Israel will share their knowledge with a wide range of colleagues.
Активизира се участието на българската страна в работата на Международния алианс за възпоменание на жертвите от Холокоста. Български делегации, включващи дипломати и експерти, бяха представени на неговите сесии през декември 2014 година в Манчестър и през юни 2015 в Будапеща.
This activization in the participation of Bulgarian side in the work of the International Alliance of Remembrance of the Victims of the Holocaust. This includes diplomats and experts that were presented at a session in December 2014 in Manchester and in June 2015 in Budapest.
Желанието за принос в работата на форумите на Международния алианс е важно с оглед на постъпките, които българската страна прави за придобиване на статут на пълноправен член на Международния алианс.
The desire to contribute to the work of the International Alliance forums it's important in the Alliance forums is important in the view of the steps that Bulgarian side makes for becoming a full member of this organization.
Двустранните отношения между България и Израел през последните години значително се задълбочиха, като прераснаха в стратегическо партньорство. Доказват го и разменените през последните години посещения на високо и най-високо политическо равнище. През 2015 година очакваме посещение на президента на Израел, господин Реуван Ривлин.
The bilateral relations between Bulgaria and Israel in the recent years are significantly deepening. And they are up to the level of strategic partnership. Proof of that is the expected visit of the President of Israel, Mr. Reuven Rivlin, during this year.
Надяваме се в рамките на 2016 година да бъде проведена третата сесия на отложеното през 2014 година междуправителствено заседание, тъй като Израел е важен партньор и приятел на България.
We hope that during 2016 there will be the government-to-government meeting that was postponed since 2014, which will prove the importance of the partnership and friendship between Bulgaria and Israel.
Позволих си да споделя съвсем накратко само някои акценти, свързани с резултатите от постигнатото, защото именно те ни дават основанието да отбележим достойно 25-та годишнина от възстановяването на дипломатически отношения между България и Израел с богата и наситена с интересни събития публична и културна програма.
I allowed myself to share briefly some highlights related to the results achieved, namely because they give the reason to celebrate this 25th anniversary of the restoration of the diplomatic relations between Bulgaria and Israel, with a rich and full of interesting events, public and cultural program.
Бих искала да изкажа специална благодарност на посолството на Израел София и лично на негово превъзходителство господин Шоул Камисарас за неговата изключителна активност и ангажираност в изпълнението на дългосрочните цели и задачи на двустранния диалог. Благодаря на всички за вниманието.
I would like to express my special gratitude to the Embassy of Israel in Sofia and personally to the Ambassador Mr. Shaul Kamisaras for his exclusive activity and commitment in meeting long-term goals and objectives in the bilateral dialogue. Thank you for your attention.
Благодаря. Госпожо Тодорова,
Имам удоволствието да поканя господин Максим Бенвенисти, председател на организацията на евреите в Шалом в София, да ви приветства.
We are honored to invite president of a Shalom organization in Bulgaria, Mr. Максим Бенвенисти.
В България, в България. София е друг. Една изложба винаги е повод за хубави чувства. Особено когато я правят двама професионалисти.
Especially when it's performed by two professionals.
Имам чест да познавам господин Антони Георгиев.
I have the honor to know personally Mr. Antony Georgiev.
И не се съмнявам в неговия професионализъм и висока етика, а и любов към еврейския народ и към Израел.
I have no doubts in his professional skills and his ethics and his love towards the Jewish people and Israel.
Надявам се тази вечер да се запознае с неговият израелски партньор.
I hope to meet this evening and his Israeli colleague.
Но съм сигурен, че тя притежава също поне и по-добри качества.
But I'm sure that she has
the same. Винаги ни превъзхождат.
I'm sure that she has the same qualities and not, if not even better, because ladies are usually better than us.
За организация на евреите в България Шалом е преди важно, преди всичко е важно политическото послание на тази изложба.
For the organization of Jews in Bulgaria Shalom, the most important thing is the political message of this exhibition.
А то е така както аз го разбирам, че два града, две столици, два народа могат да живеят заедно с, бих казал, сходни ценности и да търсят своето щастие, независимо че не принадлежат към големите народи на този свят.
And this message is that two people, two cities, two capitals can share the same values and develop themselves in the same path, although they are not part of the big peoples of the world.
И макар че тук отсъства представител на столичната община или поне на нейното ръководство, аз съм сигурен, че приносът на столичната община за това сътрудничество, за тази взаимна любов, не се боя да използвам тази дума, е огромен.
And although I don't see a representative of Sofia municipality, I'm sure that they have acted a lot and they have a very important role in this love, and I'm not afraid to use the word love between the two peoples.
Ще завърша с надеждата, че ще доживее да отбелязваме 50 годишнината от възстановяване на дипломатическите отношения между Израел и България, и този път няма да има прекъсване.
Like to hope that I'll be present at the celebrations of the 50th anniversary of the restoration of the Israeli-Bulgarian diplomatic relationships, and there will be no breakage in these relations during this time.
Благодаря ви за вниманието.
Thank you for your attention.
Ваше превъзходителство, господин Шаул Ками Сарас, искам да ви поканя да приветствате нашите гости.
Honored to invite Ambassador Kami Saraz to make the speech.
Шалом лекулам. Сган שר החוץ, הגברת קטיה תודרובה. שר החינוך, מר טנב. מנכ"ל משרד החוץ, מר קוסטוב. נשיא קהילת שלום, יהודי בולגריה, מר בנבניסטי, עמיתי השגרירים, הדיפלומטים, עובדי משרד החוץ, אנשי קהילת העסקים, הבולגרים, הישראלים, אנשי רוח ותרבות, ערב טוב לכולם ותודה על כך שהגעתם.
שלום, everyone. Dear Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs, dear Minister of Education, dear Director of the Foreign Ministry, dear President of the Bulgarian Jewish Organization Shalom, my fellow ambassadors and diplomats, foreign ministry employees, members of the Israeli business community and intellectuals. Good evening to everybody. I'm very happy that you joined us here.
שמח אני לקדם בברכה יחד עם משרד החוץ הבולגרי את פתיחת התערוכה סופיה ירושלים. כפעילות ואירוע תרבותי שנבנה בשיתוף ותיאום פעולה עם משרד החוץ ואומנים ישראלים ובולגרים שהם כאן נמצאים איתנו באירוע זה.
I'm happy to promote together with the Bulgarian Ministry of Foreign Affairs the opening of the exhibition Sofia Jerusalem as a cultural event created in cooperation and coordination with the Foreign Ministry and of Israel and with Bulgarian and Israeli artists that are with us here at this event.
המהות של התערוכה, התוכן והעיתוי נועדו הם לציין ולהדגיש את 25 שנה לחידוש היחסים הדיפלומטיים בין המדינות, בין בולגריה וישראל, אשר נוצרו לאחר נתק שנוצר מאילוצי תקופה ומציאות של פעם, שנכפתה באין ברירה על שתי המדינות. אך הנתק לא היה מוחלט. הקשרים ברמת תחומים שונים נשמרו במידה מסוימת בין העמים, ובצורה לא פורמלית גם, בין גורמים כאלה ואחרים בצמרת השלטון, אשר מצאו את ההזדמנויות לפגוש ולהיפגש, כולל קיום של פעילות כלכלית עסקית בין גופים ואנשים ברמה הפרטית.
The exhibition content and timing were planned to point out and emphasize the 25th anniversary of the restoration of the diplomatic relations between the two countries, which because of the constraints of the period and the reality of the time imposed on us were postponed. But the detachment was not absolute. Contacts at different levels and different areas were preserved to a certain extent between the nations. And informally between the top government officials who found the opportunity to meet and included economical and business activity between organizations and individuals.
הרצף ההיסטורי של השנים והקשרים בין העמים, המחווה ההומנית של בולגריה בהצלת יהודי בולגריה, העלייה הלגלית של יהודים בולגריים מבולגריה לישראל ושמירת הקשרים גם בתקופת המשבר, היוו הם את הבסיס לחידוש ומינוף הקשרים לתחומים רבים ומגוונים בין המדינות מאז ועד היום, וגם בטח ימשיכו להיות גם בעתיד.
Over the flow of the years and the historical ties between the nations, the humane gesture of the rescue of Bulgarian Jewry, the immigration of Bulgarian Jews to Israel and maintaining relationships even during crisis formed the basis for the restoration and leveraging relationships in many diverse areas ever since, and certainly in the future.
Israel רואה בבולגריה מדינה ידידותית וחשובה מבחינה אסטרטגית ברמה האזורית, ובטח במה שמתרחש באירופה ובמזרח התיכון. מדינה שמודעת מחד לקיומה וביטחונה של מדינת ישראל, ומאידך עושה ופועלת להשכנת שלום באזור ועל בסיס מסע ומתן ישיר בין ישראל לפלסטינאים.
Israel sees in Bulgaria an important friendly country and strategic partner on regional level, and certainly with what is happening in Europe and the Middle East. On the one hand, a country that is aware of the need of existence and security of Israel, and on the other hand, is acting and working to achieve peace on the basis of direct negotiations with the Palestinians.
בפני ישראל ובולגריה עומדים יעדים, מטרות ואתגרים רבים וחשובים, המצריכים ומחייבים המשך עשייה משותפת ורצופה. א', קידום ותמיכה בתהליכים מדיניים שמתקיימים. ב', עמידות והתמודדות מול איומי הטרור על סוגיו השונים. ג', חיזוק שיתוף הפעולה בתחום הסיוע הומניטרי במצבי חירום רב נפגעים, טרור, אסונות טבע. וד', זה חיזוק שיתוף הפעולה הטכנולוגי, ביטחוני, מדיני, כלכלי, תרבותי, תחום החקלאות, התיירות, רפואה, אקדמיה וחדשנות, שכבר זוכים לקידום ועשייה רבה גם בימים אלו, וזאת בנוסף לחילופי המשלחות ומפגשי בחירי צמרת השלטון בין שתי המדינות, כמו למשל קיום אותם מפגשי G2G, השניים שהיו והשלישי שאמור להיות במהלך שנה זו, ביקורי הנשיאים בין שתי המדינות, קיום של סמינרים, דיאלוגים בתחום המדיני, כלכלי, ביטחוני, טרור ועוד, וגימל, עשרות הסכמים חתומים בנושאים רבים ומגוונים.
For Israel and Bulgaria, there are goals, objectives and many important challenges which require continuous joint action. A. Promoting and supporting political process, the peace. B. Durability and dealing with the threats of terrorism of all kinds. C. Strengthening cooperation in the field of humanitarian aid, mass casualty emergencies, terrorism and natural disasters. D. Strengthening cooperation in the field of technology, security, policy, culture and economics, agriculture, tourism, medicine, innovation and academic cooperation. A lot has been done in addition to the exchange of delegations and meetings of senior officials. For example, a third G2G meeting will be held during this year after the two that we already had. B. Visits by the presidents, seminars and dialogues in the political, economic and anti-terrorism and security fields. And C. Tens of very important agreements that were signed between the countries in various important fields.
הפעילות הזו והתנופה הזאת של עשייה משותפת תמשיך ותתפתח גם ב-2016.
And I believe that this mutual actions and cooperation will continue and will grow during 2016.
קהל נכבד, נושא התערוכה סופיה ישראל, שהן שתי ערים עתיקות בנות אלפי שנים, הנה מעין ערים תאומות שלהם עבר דומה ומשותף גם מבחינה היסטורית וגם מבחינת המאפיינים שמאפיינים אותם בעבר, בהווה ואני מניח גם בעתיד.
Dear guests, the exhibition is about Sofia and Jerusalem, two ancient cities dating back thousands of years that are kind of sister cities sharing a similar history as well as a common present and future.
הם דומות בכך שההיסטוריה של שלטון זר של מספר עמים עבר דרך העיר הזאת ודרך המדינה. כך זה גם היה אצלנו בישראל ובירושלים. הערים עצמם מאופיינות באחדות שלהם ובמיוחדות שלהם בהקשר לסובלנות, וראוי לציין שהטולרנס שמתקיים בתוכם ובהם כל התושבים הגרים חשים שווים ולא שונים ומנהלים את תרבותם ואורח החיים שלהם ואת הפולחן הדתי שלהם ללא כל מגבלה.
The history of foreign rule, unity and tolerance, the same for Sofia, Bulgaria and for Jerusalem in Israel. It's worth noticing the tolerance towards all its their citizens that live in them and feel equal and maintain different cultures and religious worship without restrictions and any difficulties.
התמונות בתערוכה מבטאות את המשותף והיפה והמיוחד בתוך שתי אותן ערים יפות ומיוחדות. אחרים למעשה כוללים בהם אתרים מפורסמים וחשובים מאוד להיסטוריה, לא רק ברמה המקומית כי אם ברמה האנושית. יחד עם זאת הם אלה שהיוו למעשה את המקור לצילום ולתיעוד על ידי אותם אומנים ומהזווית של הפריזמה האנושית שלהם.
The pictures of the exhibition express the common, the unique and the beauty of the of both cities. And there the personal choice of the personal choice of the photographed sites represents the personal choice and human prism of the artists that took the pictures.
בהזדמנות זו, לסיכום דבריי, אני רוצה להודות ראשית לאומנים, לצלמים, אנטוני מבולגריה, ידיד וחבר ותיק, לנציגות, לקהילה, לנדין כדור, הצלמת והאומנית מישראל, שהיא בת העדה הדרוזית, שבעבורה זוהי חוויה חשובה במסלול חייה המקצועיים.
I want to thank the photographers, Anthony Gugier from Bulgaria, an old friend, and Nadine Kadur, the photographer from Israel, which is a member of the Druze community, and for whom this is an important experience in her professional career.
אני רוצה להודות לכבוד שר החוץ שנבצר ממנו להגיע לפתיחת התערוכה, ובאותה הזדמנות כמובן לסגנית של שר החוץ הגברת קטיה טודורובה, למחלקת התרבות במשרד החוץ ולגברת לודמילה, לצוות של נציגות ישראל, לסגנית השגריר סאוסן חסון שהובילה את השטאפ, לקצינת המנהלה מיטל ולכל הצוות של השגרירות שפעל ועמל יחד עם משרד החוץ הבולגרי לקיומה של התערוכה.
Many thanks to the foreign minister of Bulgaria, who unfortunately is not here with us, to the deputy foreign minister, Ms. Katia Todorova, to the foreign minister's cultural department, and to the staff of the Israeli embassy, to the deputy ambassador, Ms. Ossan Hasson, to Meital and the embassy staff that acted and worked for this exhibition.
לבסוף, לאחל ולברך לכולנו, הנאה מרובה מהתערוכה המקסימה והמאוד מיוחדת, וכמובן נתפלל ביחד לשלום וביטחון שישרור בכל העולם.
And finally, I would like to wish to all of us to enjoy this important cultural event, and of course it's very important to pray together for the peace of the world.
Thank you.
Благодаря. Вярвам, надявам се, че на всички нас ще ни бъде интересно да поканим Антони и неговата колега от Израел да споделят с нас своите фотографски преживявания в София и в Йерусалим. Заповядайте, Надин.
Honor to invite Nadine and Antony to refer to their exhibition, please.
Good evening. I am deeply honored to be here representing Israel at this wonderful event. This celebration of 25 years of strong diplomatic ties with Bulgaria is very meaningful to me. Along with my family, where I live, I witnessed the 2010 Mount Carmel fire tragedy. Bulgaria sent around 100 firefighters. Thousands of lands were saved. I am grateful for this opportunity to personally thank the Bulgarian people who helped my homeland during a tragic time. And today I am standing here in Sofia, the city that grows but doesn't age. In my exhibited photographies, which are supported by the Israeli Embassy and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Israel, have given the chance to capture, to connect, to reach, and to explore the communities and the cultures of the Eastern Europe. It was during 3 days of travel around the amazing city, Sofia. I hope you all will enjoy it, and I thank you, Israel and Bulgaria, for 25 wonderful years, and I wish for many more to come.
I'll be very short, I promise. A very quick word of thanks to Shaul. He's going away. I hope I'm not breaking the secret now. You'll be missed. Okay? To Sausan. Sausan, you've been very patient and very good-natured.
Thanks.
To Ludmila Dimitrova, who's been twice as patient as you. And of course, to Nadine.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
One sentence. I put Jerusalem in the top 5 cities in the world. Okay? London, New York, Istanbul, Copenhagen, Jerusalem. Enjoy the show. Thank you. Enjoy the show.
Благодаря. Изложбата открита, заповядайте чаша вино, вода.
Вие слушахте запис от откриването на фотоизложбата Ерусалим София, посветена на 25-та годишнина от възстановяването на дипломатическите отношения между България и Израел, което се състоя на 15 юни.
Радио К2 от мястото на събитието.